Penguin Random House Audio presents The Municipalists by Seth Fried. Read for you by Robert Petkoff. This book is dedicated to Julia Mihok and to the city that brought us together. On August 7, 1904, a flash flood hit the No. 11 Missouri Pacific Flyer as it crossed a trestle bridge on its way to Pueblo, Colorado. A wall of water carried off four of the train's six cars, and the remains of finely dressed men and women were found caked in mud as far as 20 miles away. The superintendent of the train's dining service was in the forward sleeper when he saw the other cars go down, and later offered the following account to the Colorado Springs Gazette.
"I have never experienced anything like the awful sensation that came over me when I saw the cars, packed with human beings, floating down that flood. The water surged into the coaches so quickly there was not a sound from the passengers. I heard no calls for help."
97 people were killed that night, making it the deadliest derailment of a long-distance train in U.S. history. The honor of second place goes to the No. 48 Lakeshore Limited, which jumped the tracks in western New York on August 12th of 1998. The train ran at full speed over a damaged length of rail, causing the first six cars to roll down a 20-foot embankment and plow into an empty field. The rest jackknifed into one another and scattered themselves along the tracks. I can't help but remember the words of the man from the flyer and imagine the scene as eerily quiet once the wreck settled. Torn steel, clouds of dust rising up. Maybe at the edge of the field above the cottonwoods, a flock of birds that had been startled from their branches by the sudden disaster were already beginning to circle back down to rest. 80 passengers died that day, securing the limited.